Hello guys, how you doing? I hope you're doing well. So, first and foremost, I just want to apologize that the schedules have been kind of wacky. People will be getting sick. Computers have been replaced. There's been a lot of stuff happening to where the schedule has been a little wonky. And to be honest, it's frustrating because, you know, you guys are giving us money and I want to put out the best product possible. And then so sometimes there's like chaotic stuff going on and then people can't make it to the show or whatever. And I'm just like, bro, you know, you guys got to get your money's worth in any way possible. So I just thought instead of trying to skip another episode or anything like that happening, getting ultra delayed like we've happened before, I thought there's a lot of questions. Like if you're, you know, if you're in the $5 tier, right, you can leave a question and a lot of them don't get read. That is largely just because we, you know, the way that the show's set up, it's set up to answer a handful of questions. But I thought what would be pretty cool is to, you know, try to go through some of the threads. So I'm going to start with the March thread and just try to answer a lot of unanswered questions, because to be honest, there's a lot. So you look at it, like say the March thread has over 300 questions. So obviously we can't read all of them, but I think it would be cool if we were able to read more. So I think for some extra ammos, I would like the other guys to be here too. But particularly when something like this happens, I think this should be a go-to. It's like, let's get some questions read, and then also maybe just make some other episodes where we just try to cram in more questions and stuff. So, you know, we can get more of you guys included into the show. And furthermore, I feel like this is like a personal thing that when more questions are read, I feel like the show is better. I feel like, you know, I've actually discussed this with the boys sometimes. I feel like a lot of times, I feel like we don't really need topics for the show. I feel like our best shows is when we really don't have a topic and we're just talking about the wildest stuff where we go to questions early. And I feel like the shows are better. So if you agree, like, let us know, and particularly let Chris know, because he kind of, you know, he kind of runs the ship, so to speak, like when it comes to the content that we're, you know, the stuff that's being read and stuff like that. He reads the credits at the end. So if you guys voice your opinions, if you want things to go in more of a different direction, you know, you can just let us know, put in your 2 cents, and we'll see what we can do. But yeah, so in no particular order, I'm just going to like try to go through some of these questions. And also, you know, the ones that are essays, it's kind of hard to fit them into the show. But since I have quite some time, I can read some of the longer ones too. So here we go. This is a very long name. This first question comes from, I asked The Rock for his autograph. I told him my name is Derek Blackman. He death gripped my balls and said, it's about dick. That'd be crazy if that happens. I feel like The Rock was always one of my heroes. And man, I don't know about meeting him, because I do have a feeling that he is aware of who I am because of either that or just at least his team is aware of me. But let's see. So, oh man, I can't even, I'm such an idiot. I can't even answer this question because it's for a Sween and it's about a Miles Morales. See, this is how off the cuff this is. I didn't read them beforehand. This is not curated. I'm just going to go down a lot of these in, like I said, no particular order. So let's go to this one, Regulators, but it's Ejaculators by Warren That actually would be really fun to do. I love that song, Regulators by Warren G. So, Ejaculators by Warren Gay. I love it. Hello, Pine, Birch, and Mahogany. Is there any irrational pet peeves you have towards people, or am I just a hater? For example, I can't stand people who use their mouth as a third hand, like they can't just set something down for a second. Side note, I tried DeLucia's Pizza since Derek mentioned it, and it's not bad. Definitely 8 out of 10. With ass shavings and all. Wow, that's I forgot about that. So, are you in Vegas, my dude? Dude, I've been wanting to get a live show out in Vegas. We actually, because you know the Sacred Symbol guys, they've done multiple live shows, and we were a guest on their first live show, and then I'm assuming that it just logistically didn't make sense to invite us back, because, you know, I would have loved to have done it again. So, because they were talking about doing another one in Vegas, but it never happened. So that's something that I feel like at some point, hopefully we can do that. But anyway, I mean, I have a lot of pet peeves. I have a lot of pet peeves, man. Most of my pet peeves have to do with like driving stuff. Like people just not having etiquette when it comes to driving. It drives me nuts. Today was particularly an extra upsetting day for me. I was legitimately angry in traffic in a way that it affected me. For instead of it affecting me just for a handful of seconds, I was mad for like an hour because people were just driving insane today. And it's more of just, you know, not using blinker, just a lot of stuff that people do that you can just really help people out. And they just refuse to do it. It makes me want to. We talked about having our dictatorship, and I'm like, if I could really just trebuchet people, like even for minor offenses like that, just minor infractions, like I'm like, bro, if there's the threat of death, you wouldn't fuck around like this. But yeah, DeLucia's Pizza, man, I can't wait to get some DeLucia's. I might get some today. Let's see. Authentic Shaggy. Jesus, man, I can't fucking speak. Hello, big, medium, and small. Since hearing your discussion on how people shower, I have started scrubbing my legs with a loofah every time. I have noticed no changes in cleanliness, just a lift of your judgment off my shoulders. So thanks, I guess. Yeah, see, the thing is, you're not really going to notice a lot of cleanliness in other than in the damp fucking warm areas where bacteria loves to congregate, right? Because you'll notice a big difference if you neglect those areas. But things like your forearms and stuff like that, I'm sure you wash your forearms and you probably wouldn't really notice a difference in cleanliness if you didn't wash your forearms or not. But the thing is, since they're right there, since your soap or whatever you're holding, your loofah is right there, you'll scrub your arms. But since your legs are kind of out of the way, not near where your hands are comfortably resting, a lot of people skip over that. And so it's kind of stupid. And I feel like you should just go over everything with your body, because there's a lot of dead stuff like dead skin and a lot of organisms and stuff like that that just congregate over your body. And you kind of want to just give it a nice little rinse. Little wash, nothing crazy. You ain't got to like exfoliate like crazy or nothing like that. You know what I mean? But all right, let's go. Gay square hammer be like, you come on me and coat me in your slime. Gay square hammer. I like that. Dude, square hammer is a badass song. Ghost is one of those bands that like, I feel like are very, hit or miss. They're very hit or miss, you know? And, hold on a second. I'm gonna text Sweeney right now. Sweeney just texted me. I told him to be 15 minutes ago, I told him to meet up so we can record something, and he didn't show up, so I just started recording something myself. I'm actually gonna tell him right now. I'm actually recording something right now since I didn't hear back. Let's see. I'm only 8 minutes in. Let's see. I'll say let's start at 3. Okay. All right. Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, because I wanted to get something going with Sweeney, but I'm tired of waiting for these guys. Like, so I just need to get the show on the road. I want to give you guys some type of content, goddammit. Let's see what we got. I mean, I'm still going to record something with him, obviously, like I just said, 3, so in a half hour, essentially. But I want to put this out, too, because we're behind on some content. Like, we're supposed to record the extra ammos, we record them a week before they come out. And so I'm recording it a day late when it should have came out, and so I want to post it literally after I'm done. I want to edit it real fast and then post it. But let's see. Where was I? Okay. Hello, boys. Do you think we could ever get an episode Extra Ammo where the three of you play D&D? I think it would be cool and chaotic as fuck to see one-shot campaign with Sweeney as the Dungeon Master. So here's the reality. I absolutely would love to do that. I'm sure Sweeney would be down too, but it really just comes down to it's so hard to get these guys to do like cool shit like that. You know, like it's there just needs to be more of a focus and discipline. And I feel like once I move back to California and we're recording in person, I think things will get better. Because even when it comes to like the gay covers, we've written quite a few of them, and we recorded almost like barely any of them. For example, like I'll put like the MP3 of the instrumental in the drive, and then it doesn't get done. Now, me, I love doing it. Like, I've been doing it on my Instagram in my leisure. So it's the thing to kind of like get the boys on board. It's one of the things of like, that's all. I would love to do that, though. It would be pretty cool, even if it was like a one-off. So we'll see how things go like in the future. Let's see. Some black thighs. Derek OnlyFans coming soon. Bro, man. I should be, but I keep fucking around, man. I'll be like on the cusp of getting in a really good shape. I'm feeling good. I'm looking okay. And then I'll just fail. I'll start eating fucking fried chicken sandwiches again. You know, a lot of bread and carbs, not burning off enough calories since I work sitting in a fucking computer. Even though I work hard at the gym, I'm still not burning enough calories to offset of how much I'm consuming. And so really just my diet, I got to get it under control, man. Otherwise the only thighs never coming soon. Anyway, that was just his name. Let's see. This is a longer one. It says, good day, Grumbus crew. Have you ever had an experience where you met someone who struck fear into your feeble heart? Like you just got a sense of that somebody was bad news. Let's see. When I was a kid, I met a man who showed me photos of his granddaughter while I was staying at a campground. He kept saying, pretty good, eh? But the photos he was showing to me were from Google. He had searched up young actress that, and was telling me they were related. I was sure this man would traffic me. Craziest part is that he turned out to be telling the truth, as I found photos of the two of them years later on her Instagram. That's so funny. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, man. I mean, I feel like everybody has those moments when they have weird vibes from some people. There's some people that just look fucking mean. They look menacing. You're like, bro, I don't want to be anywhere in this guy's vicinity. Like, he looks like he's going to snap at any moment. I feel like that a lot when I see some homeless white people in like heavily black populated areas, because I'm like, damn, that person is a fucking savage to feel comfortable to be here. Like, I'm like, don't fuck with that guy, man. let's see. Liam Sheedy. What's up, Snark Gang? What is the wildest interaction with another group of people you've ever had? I've had a run-in with a cult, and that was the wildest situation I've ever been in. I feel like I might have told this story before, but when I was a kid, I was hanging out with my friend Cameron, and, you know, back then it was very normal for kids, like I'm like 10 years old or something like that. It was very normal for us to take public transportation by ourselves. I don't think that's normal anymore. And I'm totally fine with that, because I really, if I had kids, I can't really imagine them doing that nowadays, but it just, no one gave a shit back then. So me and my buddy were on there, we're like same age, and this fucking guy, redheaded dude with a long fucking like, Shawn Michaels type earring, or, you know, just those long dangly ones that are popular now. And he just had this very soft Michael Jackson type voice, jean shorts, like the Daisy Duke kind of shit. Like he was wearing like that ensemble. Like he was just a really weird looking, I guess he was gay as shit, but at the same time, whatever, maybe androgynous, but he was like talking so soft, and then he started saying something, and he said something that sounded, this is what it sounded like to me. Maybe he didn't say that. But it sounded like to me where he asked like if we were fans of Michael Jackson, and he said, after we said yeah, because we're on the bus and he was sitting by us, it sounded like he said, he gets me hard. And I'm like, what's going on here? I thought that was really weird. And I see that he has other people that, like, you know, across that I'm like, I'm assuming he was with. I'm like, who are these people? What are they doing? I'm confused. We got off at the next bus stop because we didn't want to be around that guy anymore. But like, it's weird to explain. I can't really fucking explain it. It just didn't make any fucking sense to me at all. But like, I think he was like the leader of some gay gang. or pedophile gang. I don't know, dude. I don't know. It was very weird. All right, let me see. Kai says, hey, bisexual belated mistakes. One time I was lesbian zoned by a girl I liked. If you could change someone's sexual orientation. Wait, I feel like we did this one. I feel like this one was read before, but it wasn't marked as a like. Because I feel like every time one is read, it's supposed to be marked as like we're supposed to be liked by the you know, by the admin. All right. I hope that doesn't happen again. Jeez, man. I see all hands on dick. I love that. Oi, you right tallywhacking cunts. What is a sequel game that you never want to see made because you know it just won't be able to capture the magic of the others? Me personally, I never want to see an Elder Scrolls 6. If the writing of Fallout 4 and the gameplay of Starfield are what we have to look forward to, just keep re-releasing Skyrim. Can you imagine? They just keep doing it? I kind of understand, but to be honest, I don't really expect anything different as far as gameplay for Elder Scrolls 6. I feel like I expected something completely different for Starfield. And Starfield is one of those games that, like, I just did not dive into because of... it's just not worth it to me. It was not different enough for me to really want to fucking play. Even though I love sci-fi. Sci-fi fucking, like, military shit or what is my favorite type of stuff. Anything that's even related to that. So it is kind of weird that I didn't play it. But same thing with Cyberpunk. It took me a long time. Long, long time. I mean, fairly recent to just even get it done. But that's also because, like, I'm not the craziest fan of first-person shooters when it comes to, like, these really fleshed-out RPGs. Like, say, for example, if the Elder Scrolls series didn't have the third-person option, I wouldn't be as big of a fan. I wouldn't. I just wouldn't, because I'm like, bro, I ain't going to customize my fucking character and then not really be able to see them. That shit pisses me off. But if I had to choose one, a franchise... Oh, man. I don't know, man. Like, because I usually selfishly, when it comes to video games, I almost just want the same thing over and over again. So I'm like, oh, just, I don't know. That's actually kind of a hard question. I think that I think that works for movies way more for me. Like, like when it comes to video games. But, like, I'm kind of looking forward to Elder Scrolls 6, to be honest. I will tell you this. A lot of people probably feel this way about Dragon Age Origins because they loved it so damn much that nothing else compares even remotely the same to it. And I understand where they're coming from, but I recently beat Dragon Age Inquisition again because it'd been like a decade since I'd beaten it. And I still had a lot of fucking fun with it, man. I still had a lot of fucking fun with it. So it's a hard question for me to answer. It really is. But I will say, If Dragon Age Dreadwolf, if that shit fails, then I'm like, kill the franchise. Kill the fucking franchise. They don't want to see it ever fucking again. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. And I don't think I would play another one if it fails. But I have a feeling it's going to be good. Especially with Baldur's Gate 3 coming out. If they fucking didn't make the necessary adjustments to be as impressive or at least adjacent, then fuck BioWare forever. You know what I mean? Dreadwolf's got to really impress. And I'm so excited just because Dragon Inquisition obviously has a lot of issues. Especially, man, the fucking hair, dude. Just the characters, and look at their hair. Like, it's so disgusting. You know? And then the mods are pretty trash, too. Surprisingly, I was like, oh, man, I haven't played this in so long. It's going to be nice to mod the fuck out of it. And really, the mods were kind of, I was a little let down. Now, it might just be because of the Frostbite engine. But whatever. Whatever. Let's see. Let's keep going. This one says by Hot Dog Zanzibar. Dear Three Musketeers. That's pretty hot. What would be the funniest Snark Tank branded merchandise you'd want to create/sell? There was an episode recently where we're talking about using a picture of Sweeney and then putting scumbag under it and like the Supreme text. I really want that shirt, so I think that would be fucking great. Like I that needs to be a thing. It's got to be that. It's got to be that. But also, two other things that I know that need to be done, which hasn't been done yet, and it really needs to be, because we're going to launch merch pretty soon, but some of the pieces that I really want have not been made yet, and I'm actually kind of annoyed by that. Like, I want a Shot Uncle Ben, I want a Pizza Time one, and then there's one that's being worked on right now, a Gears of War one, and I want one that, this one's more for me though, that it's just like a, it looks like a death metal band t-shirt, but it's like the Snark Tank. Because I just love, like, metal band tees. I think they look fucking awesome. Obviously, I'm biased. But so, let's see. Commander Inqueef says, what's a TV show or game franchise you love so much it hurt you personally when the writing went to shit? For example, Gears of War 5 turning JD Phoenix into a fucking war criminal, only to sideline him just to have him come back like nothing happened. P.S. Yes, Chris, you can pick Halo. Yeah, see, this would have been a nice question if they were fucking here, if they would answer that. So, guys, you guys have a lot of good questions. It may even, like, say, me personally, maybe I'll curate the questions myself, because it's very off the cuff, but, you know, looking at and kind of sifting through this as I'm just kind of scrolling a little bit, I'm like, look, these are a lot of, we can go a lot of places with these questions. We really can. These can, like, really drive the fuck out of the show too. Yeah. So as far as, well, you know, what's funny. I guess maybe this doesn't count, but at the same time, maybe it does, because the Fallout franchise, I love it. TV show came out recently, and I think in an episode, in one of the new Snark Tank episodes, I'm going to rant a little bit about it. I just got to say I'm very disappointed. I'm very disappointed in the lazy writing. The show's still not, it's good, but the way that people have been describing it to me, I'm like, what in the, you know, like, so to me, it almost immediately went to shit. So it doesn't 100% like count. But I guess a more realistic answer would be something like, I mean, everybody knows Game of Thrones, if you want to talk about a TV show, and then The Walking Dead. I think The Walking Dead was fucking, I think there was just a catalyst when, I think there was that moment when Michonne didn't kill the governor, when she had him dead to rights, and she didn't kill him. She just tried to choke him with her sword. I thought that was the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. Like, ever. And I think it kind of set the precedent going forward that wacky shit like this is going to happen frequently. And then it did. Let's see. Calandro Sucks Toes. Hey, yo, Chris Benoit, Bobby Lashley, and Big Daddy V. Hell yeah. What was the first movie game to give you some childhood trauma? Mine was seeing the opening cinematics of Resident Evil 3, seeing the soldiers and cops getting torn to shreds, made me shit bricks. I don't know if this was the right thing. It might have been this movie called The Reanimator. I feel like when I saw that, I think it was that like it freaked the fuck out of me. I might have mentioned this before, but those demons at the end of Fantasia used to freak the fuck out of me as a kid, man. That shit, like, well, I look at it now and it's just funny, you know, looking back on it, but I was a kid. I was probably like, you know, 4, something like that, 5, and I just hated those things, man. My brother was all into it and shit. And I just, anytime that would come on, I'd fucking peace out of the room. Let's see. Howdy, fellas, by Captain Sensible. He says, I recently met my biological father for the first time, and it turns out he's a paid mime. Oh, shit. How would you react if you recommended, wait, How would you react if you reconnected with a family member only to find out they went out of their way to become a mime? That this is like a one in a million fucking thing. Like, this doesn't happen, you know? Who can... This is so rare. And I guess my biggest question would be like, do you make enough money to sustain yourself, like, to live? Like, do mimes make that much money? Do you live in France? Where do you... I don't know, dude. That's crazy. I would just have so many questions, I guess. Let's see. Gay Jonah Jameson, chief editor of the Gaily Bugle, says, how's it going? Bad opinion, bad opinion, and bad opinion. Nice. After rewatching the Independence Day 2 episode, it got me thinking. If you guys had the option to kill and eat one cryptid of your choosing, which one would it be? Much love as always. Damn, see, this is, I would like the other guys to answer this too. Well, probably the chupacabra. I just want to taste some type of alien meat, whatever the fuck that thing's supposed to be. I've thought so much about it, you know, as a kid, because especially in Mexican folklore, that was such a big thing. And it would just eat chickens and goats and stuff, suck their bloods, and there was all these merch. And so I'm like, I don't know, it's on a pretty good diet. It might have some pretty good meat. I don't know, man. But shout out, dude. The Independence Day 2 episode is one of the... It's one of the few things, because who really wants to listen back to themselves? Like, really? Like, no one really likes listening to themselves talk and all that stuff. So obviously... editing the podcast is kind of a pain in the ass because I got to listen and I'm like, I hate hearing myself and stuff. But that episode, I really like that. I thought it's like exactly what I want. It's like the essence of what I want in this podcast. Just the dumbest bullshit ever. And I got to tell you, when anybody tries to like stifle or derail like riffing like that, I fucking lose my mind, because that just, it ended up in, it's so absurd. And that's like, to me, that's the essence of my sense of humor. And that's what I want to extrapolate that onto the main show. And I feel like I need to be a better, I guess, comedian and make it happen. In the same way, there's probably a lot of people that don't listen to Cumtown, but like for people that know, Nick Mullen was kind of a master of doing that, where he'll like force stupid situations. He'll like even completely divert what he would think is a boring conversation into making it into something wackier. And I admire that. And it's something that I feel like I should try to do more, and then we can get to levels of just absurdity where, like, you know, one of our most beloved riffs or segments was the pizza time, you know, the whole Ozzy Osbourne, Norman Osborn turning into pizza time, like wacky shit like that. And so I feel like it's great when things come up organically, but sometimes I feel like being a comedian is kind of having some shit like that in the chamber. And I just went on this whole fucking like rant that had nothing to do with your question, but since it, I guess it was relevant, you mentioned Independence Day 2. But for anyone that hasn't listened to that Extra Ammo, I would highly suggest you listen to it. I really like that. Haggis. I want to read Haggis's question. Haggis says, hello, King Sweeney, Queen Chris, and Gay Bard. Okay. Yeah, that's accurate. That is very accurate. I almost feel like I should, because I was thinking about, I should open up a separate Spotify and just put all the gay shit on there. So say, for example, if that thing gets nuked, because some artists can reach out and copyright the things, because you're not supposed to reuse any original music. Like, say, if you're going to do a cover, it's supposed to be completely 100% redone. But like, I'm not going to invest that much fucking time into doing these dumbass little gay covers, right? So I would just throw it up on there. And then if it gets taken down, who gives a fuck, right? And I think Gay Bard is actually That's actually a pretty good name. I'm gonna consider that. I might bring it to the council. But let's see. What is a person slash friend of yours that could hypothetically ask to be on the show? High odds that they would say yes. Did I read that correctly? What person friend of yours that you could ask to hypothetically ask to be on the show? And they would say yes. That would also be an awful guess. They'd be so, like, I mean, I feel like that'd be most of our friends. Let's see. P.S. Snark Tank helped me through tough times last year. Stay moist. Hey, man. I'll be honest. I love hearing that more than anything, because it sometimes, like, recenters me when I feel like, like, what am I doing? Like, is this, are people really enjoying this and stuff? And then when you get those little nuggets of people saying, like, you know, maybe like the laughter and all this bullshit really kind of distracted them, helped them have a, cause that, I mean, that's what it's really all about at the end of the day. Sometimes you're not feeling good and you just need to just forget about whatever's going on and laugh a lot. And it makes me want to, like, fuck, I feel like I should do better. I feel like the podcast should be more gut busters. Like, I should try my best to make you guys, like, tear up every episode. And that's something that I feel like I fail at a lot, because I get comfortable with mediocrity, I guess. And anyway, I'm kind of just having an outer monologue. But there's be an awful guest. I think most of my friends would be awful guests because they probably wouldn't say much. I remember one time, I'll never forget this, one of my boys, one of my closest friends, we did, back in 2012, we did a bunch of random podcasts. We're just fucking around. I had my cell phone, my Droid X, and we're in a park just recording a bunch of bullshit. And he's completely, you know, confident, talking, whatever. And then we do this one podcast, like a real podcast. Like, I'm like, let's start a real podcast. It was going to be called Dudes of Plenty. And we start hitting record. Motherfucker's nervous as shit. And I'm like, dude, what the hell happened to you? It's the same as we did last time. That was like, it was a year ago or something. And then it's like, I guess just the thought of it actually going to be trying to be promoted. And this was before I had like a YouTube audience. I was on YouTube in 2010, but I amassed like less than 1,000 subscribers. And I think my largest viewed video was like 5,000 views or some shit. You know what I mean? So it's not like it was like a real thing, if you know what I mean. So there's that. But anywho, yeah, anyone that's not like in the business of like talking, and it's, they would probably be really bad, because I guess the nerves, and then I feel like a lot of people that just, yeah. But the thing is, most people stream and do shit like that now, so I guess maybe that's not true, but whatever. Let's see. I only got 5 minutes left. Actually, I probably have 4 minutes left, so I probably only have time for like two more. That's crazy, man. I thought like I was gonna be able to get to more. But let's see. Gonna put my pee-pee in your earlobes, Derek. Very hot. Howdy, Skinwalker, Sex God, and Blitler. Nice, Black Hitler. Which is better, pancakes or waffle? Your answer will determine if you live tomorrow. So I think overall waffles are better. Like, the crunchiness of it and how it can store syrup, like maple syrup, is just so much better than a pancake. However, some places make fucking incredible pancakes. The problem is with, I feel like, most people that make pancakes is they don't let the pancakes sear in butter. I feel like if you don't let them sear in butter, you're doing a disservice. And that's most mainstream pancakes. Like, wherever you get them from, your hotcakes from anywhere, they're not seared in butter. Like, you need a fucking skillet. You need some nice butter that you can sear it in. And it has a crunchiness to it. And then it's fucking incredible. Then those can really rival waffles. If it's not that, I'll take a waffle any day over any regular pancakes. Shit, yeah, so, okay. Maybe I can do two. Let's see. Sweeney waking up to Lily siphoning out his piss. Nice. Hey, sex. What's the most wild coincidence or moment of insane timing you've ever experienced? For instance, during the last episode when Derek mentioned the partisan turbine, I was literally in the middle of printing a shirt of theirs. Blew the socks off my cock. That's fucking insane, dude. I love when shit like that happens. Unfortunately, right off the top of my head, I can't think of something like that. I'm sure I've had plenty of crazy ass moments or wild stuff like that happen, but just kind of like hearing that is fucking wild. And it makes me glad that I read through this thread to even find that, because it's like, how many fucking people know about that band? Like, really, really? They're so fucking obscure technically. But that makes me, I gotta find that. So, and shout out to the people that are trying to find that that clip that I was talking about, that squirting compilation that had the partisan turbine on it. Yeah, that I think it's lost forever. I think it's lost forever. But you know, there was a couple of people that tried to find it. All right, I've got time for like one more. I gotta make sure it's a little bit shorter, because yeah, there's some large questions that obviously you know, Chris would just skip over because he's just like, that's too much. Let's see. I'm going to try this out. Lemon Pepper says, hello, Derek, Snark, Chris, Tank, and Sweeney Podcast. Nice. If you could pick one instrument to have eradicated from existence and never heard music again, which would you pick and why? I'd pick the ukulele because it's gay. I like the ukulele when there are certain hipsters that will do that, that can, I'll accept it. I had there was a girl that I briefly dated who plays a mean ukulele, and like, when she would do like some nice covers of it, I think it was acceptable in that way. There's this video, maybe you guys could find it on YouTube, where there's this girl, she's like sitting in like a cart that like, people would use for like a room service to like put all the food on. I think it's that, or maybe it's for luggage. I can't really remember, but she's being wheeled off, and she's singing "The Pursuit of Happiness" on a ukulele, and with using a ukulele. She's playing the Pursuit of Happiness with the ukulele and singing, and it sounds really good. So maybe you guys can find that and be like, okay, that's good. But what would I get rid of? Probably the tuba. Probably the tuba. I just, even when I'm like, you know, I love orchestral stuff, but the tuba always sounds like shit to me. I'm be honest. It just sounds goofy. It sounds so fucking goofy to me, dude. It just sounds like some fat thing, like, wah, wah, wah. It just never sounds good to me. It's stupid. Yeah, whatever. I'm an idiot. But that's all I got time for, guys. Like I said, I'll talk to the boys, try to do this more often so we can get to more questions. Or maybe just have the shows more driven like this, because I think there's a lot of good stuff here that we're missing. But yeah, that's it, guys. Thanks for watching, thanks for listening. I'm fucking retarded, dude. And we'll have more shit out for you very soon.